Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Om Shanti, dear Brother Yogesh, and welcome to this program, Seeing Into Being. It's very, very nice that you can join us. Hope you're doing well. Well, welcome and Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you know you are at the gates of Golden Age right now with us, and we are counting on you to bring us inside the experience of Golden Age. And it's a beautiful program because we're really listening and hearing so many different aspects of Golden Age based on personal experiences, personal feelings, understanding. So we're very happy to hear your own personal journey, which you have been, you know, thinking about over the last many, many years, and the way we envision the future right now. So it's good that you can share with us. And I'd like to start maybe by, just on a very personal note, if I tell you Golden Age, what really comes to your mind, and what kind of, what brings Golden Age to your mind, or how do you see it, and how do you think of it right now?
Yeah, let me just start by saying that, you know, when I came into Brahmin life, I was a child. And I remember in those days, in the early days, there was quite a lot of discussion, you know, talk about Golden Age. And more so than now, actually. And I remember lots of interactions and evenings where Golden Age experiences would happen. So the very first part of my Brahmin life was around this whole idea of a golden-aged world and becoming golden-aged. And I myself too, that I always felt that, you know, there must have been a time when things were right in the world. There must have been a time when human beings knew how to live properly. And so for me, Golden Age initially really meant this, that a time when people were right, our relationships with each other were right, our relationships with nature, with animals, non-violence and mutual respect was a big part of life. So for me, Golden Age really meant harmony and everybody shining, everybody being the best of themselves. And that's really my first sort of interaction with the term Golden Age and being in, you know, a world of perfection.
Did you have any, you know, strong visionary experiences or images that really resonated with you very strongly at the time?
I mean, the images that we see that are around in the Yajna of, you know, a perfect world and nature and human beings just seeming to be perfect, those kinds of images were in my mind, but I could share the first really deep experience of Golden Age I had. And this was the first time I went to Madhuba, which was in December of 1982. And I was 15 years old at the time. And I remember that time Dadiji and Mohini Ben were out of Madhuba. And then they arrived 3 or 4 days after I had arrived there. And so all the brothers and sisters in Madhuban, we all stood in two lines in the courtyard. And in those days, the car used to come up right to the gates of Pandavavan. So Dadiji got out, and then Mohini Ben got out. And, you know, Dadi was giving drishti and tolya to each one in the line. And it just felt like such a royal and beautiful scene, just like, almost like being in another world. And then we all went up into the meditation hall, and there was a welcome program for both of them. And the feeling was just incredible, where first there was some, you know, some welcome dance and song, and then Dadiji spoke and shared her experiences, Toli was distributed. And then festivities began. Everybody really started this dancing and sharing, you know, this pure divine love. And for me, it was like even the walls were dancing. you know, literally the walls of meditation hall were moving, and it was such a blissful experience. And I even remember the song that was playing, and some of the Hindi speakers might remember the song, Aao Swarg Banao, which means, you know, come, let's make heaven. And it was so beautiful, and the feeling was like, really, we're in paradise. And here I am with all these people who normally you'd consider strangers, because I didn't really know them, and they didn't know me. It's my first time in Madhuban. But that feeling of unlimited family, that royalty, that beauty, the grace, divinity, all of those things went very deep inside me. And I just felt that, yeah, you know, this is how we used to be, and this is how we're going to be again. And that kind of memory keeps, you know, inspiring me, even to this day, continues to push me forward to, you know, to do what we do. That the end result of everything we're doing is to create such a world where these experiences are everyday experiences.
Yeah, so I think Baba was giving in the early days, as you said, many experiences, even visionary experiences in the early parts of the Yajna. And it seems like after that there was a wave of big activities with service. And I don't know, sometimes when I listen to you, I felt at these days, you know, we always evoke those kind of strong experiences as being long time ago in our early days in Gyan. And it seems like after that, 30 years, 40 years happen. And we're back today thinking, okay, what about this golden age? Is it coming? Are we getting closer to it? How do you connect really this kind of experiences you had at 15 years old, which your reflection today of golden age, and, you know, are we really moving closer towards that world? Is it going to manifest? Was it a little fantasy or dream world that, you know, we wonder how is it going to make it happen now?
Well, I mean, you know, if we look at the world around us, we see things are crumbling. And of course, you know, there's two things happening. The old tree is collapsing, which is very visible in environment, politics, economics, etc. But as we know, there's a new tree growing as well. And we, the roots, are still preparing ourselves. So my feeling is that, you know, so much of the confluence age has passed. As I say, the elephant has passed. There's just the tail left now. And so many great souls in the Yajna have, you know, played their part, and now they're in their next lives. So a lot of the groundwork has been done, and the rest of us who remain, you know, still have to complete our part, and also complete giving the message to everyone else. So it does seem, in a way, that things are going according to plan, according to God's plan, Dharma plan. But I feel that what I'm noticing also in, you know, some of the old ones, my old BK friends for many years, is, you know, we are getting it together in terms of our stage, and we are learning, you know, how to live this life in the state of happiness. Because the thought which always comes to me is that, you know, I am involved in a project to create a world of happiness, so I should be happy as I do this, shouldn't I? So for me, I've seen a lot of maturity in the old Brahmins. So I feel it's moving ahead, and, you know, something will happen to push us even further to the next quantum level, so that really, you know, we achieve that stage where the doors open, as it were, and, we beckon the golden age into reality.
You're mentioning, you know, building a world of happiness. What are they, for you, the key principles that are connecting your present life in the confluence age with the future golden age of life? Like, what are those principles that are the bridge between the two that you find are taking birth now and will continue in the future? The main ones are the most important ones.
Well, I mean, as, you know, our religion for half a cycle, there is non-violence. And I feel myself that developing that particular trait of nonviolence really in our own thoughts, in feelings, in attitude, which removes all sense of discrimination and judgment. I think building those bridges of nonviolence and respect and appreciation, that's what I think creates these very strong relationships now, which will then carry us forward into a golden age. Of course, in terms of what Baba says, you know, talks about self-sovereignty and your level of self-sovereignty then manifests in the golden age. So that too, and I think working on really checking to what degree do I have mastery over my own mind, to what degree do I have that lightness and royalty in my behaviors. And I think, you know, the law of respect and the law of good wishes that with everyone, you know, whether they're BK or people who don't have this knowledge or whichever religion a person belongs to. But it's like for me as a golden aged soul, my dharma, my duty, my religion is just to bestow good wishes, pure feelings and a benevolent attitude towards others. I think that's what creates the bridge for something new to be created.
And how do you see the possibilities of explaining to other people, non-Brahmin in particular, the world that we're creating? And I'm thinking particularly that we had a demonstration of Golden Age in a very fantasy world, you know, in a way, with some posters of these crowns, demons, and little childish pictures, I think, that, you know, that we have been looking at for many, many years. Yeah. And now you were mentioning the old crumbling and falling apart. How do you feel we can tell people the world that is coming is going to be this paradise? How do we translate that transformation to people?
Yeah, of course, if we just speak those words, then it does seem like, you know, a fantasy, a kind of, you're in a dream world. But it's rather like, you know, before saying it, we have to be it. And, we have to practically live those virtues of the future. Sometimes Baba uses this phrase, which I love, reveal the future through your features. And, I think that means that, you know, in my behavior, in my attitude, in my face, my drishti, others should see something different, you know, something not just spiritual, but something divine. And that really, you know, creates a hope in them that it's actually possible to live in such a corrupt world, but, you know, without the anger and fear and violence we see. So I think that as people see that in not just a few of us, not just in our dadis, but when they see that in so many of us, then the question has to arise in their mind, well, you know, who's behind this? Who's making this happen? And then their minds will turn towards the producer who is behind the product. The mind will turn to Baba. And then I think it'll become, you know, more acceptable to them that, okay, God is doing something. God has been at work, and these people have been at work, so there is something different coming. Then they'll listen to us. So I think the proof is needed in our dharana, in our practical lives, before they believe the words.
So do you think we still need to explain at some point what world we're going into? In the same way that if someone wants to win the gold medal, they may have to visualize themselves winning the gold medal and know what it is so that they claim it, that they want it enough and they make the effort for it. We are talking about like seeing into being at the same time. And the question I really have for you is, what part is important of seeing, or how much do we need to see in order to be? Because being virtuous and thinking of Baba's qualities, yes, it is something Baba is presenting in Amurli on a regular basis, but to really be ready for the new world, are we missing some part of understanding, or not just visualization on the first degree, but visualization, seeing the principles, seeing the qualities, seeing the greatness of Golden Age. Is this something that maybe we've been missing a little bit, being too busy in service, and we need to look at it with a new eye? What's really the new world? And if we see it better, maybe we can be it a little bit easier, isn't it?
I think so, but you know, my own feeling is it's a question of recognition and realization of who I am. You know, as with anything, what we tell all people is that your whole life is a reflection of who you think you are. And the same thing applies to us. That for me, it's not so much a question of, you know, we're going to Golden Age or creating Golden Age, but it's rather like, you know, I am from there. That I, the soul, that's where I was for 2,500 years. I lived in a golden and a silver age. That's my origin. That's my home. That's my heritage. And then having been through half a cycle of illusions, I forgot myself. And now I'm remembering my own self. So I think for me, that's where it starts, to see the self, you know, as we say, Swadarshan Chakradhari, to really have a vision of my own self in the scope of eternity. Plus the other phrase in the Murli is hum so so hum, which is an admission that I am not just becoming something, but I am becoming what I was. And I think that in the busyness of service and administration that we all, you know, get caught up in, the thing is to realize and recognize who I am originally and innately, and emerging my true divine self. So I think that that's what helps me to bring out my own golden aged self, is the realization I am an elevated golden aged deity soul. If I can keep that alive in my awareness, you know, all the time, then it'll create the conditions to allow the virtues to emerge.
And do you find any specific yuktis or practice or situations that help you to trigger that awareness, to reawaken that awareness in you?
Well, there's things like, you know, from time to time at Amrit Vela, to focus on Golden Age, you know, to think about and to feel what that golden aged life is like in terms of, for example, my relationship with the body. How will that be? The relationship with birth, with death, with food, with clothing, with movement, with others, with animals, with nature. So one thing is at Amrit Vela, now and then, you know, focusing on that. Another thing that helps is, you know, conversations and just discussions with other Brahmins on the theme of Golden Age, and rather like we're doing now, you know, the congratulations to all of you for this project, but it does bring it alive when we talk about it and we listen to each other. A third thing can help is a group meditation, you know, on the theme of Golden Age, practicing to see others as deities. And then the fourth thing I was thinking of is what, you know, was Baba's idea, which is about the power of sounds and images. And as we know, you know, Baba got the young daddies in the early days. He took photos of them and he dressed them up as princes and princesses. But then he would say, keep this photo in your pocket and look at it and remember, this is who you are, this is who you're becoming. So I think, you know, finding those images which particularly touch your heart and using those even practically, you know, just as reminders, because those images do evoke certain feelings. And also songs and music, which have a particular meaning to you. So I try and use these things to, you know, to keep this in my awareness of who I really am. Plus, of course, you know, special memories of Madhuban, as I mentioned. So these can be some practical things that have helped me to keep it alive.
And we found that one exercise that really helps us to experience golden age is to ask deep and great yogis like you to share a few words in a meditation form and to guide us into a state of being in a golden age of awareness through a little form of reflection together. So that would be a nice yukti to evoke that feeling together. So let me ask you to take us into a meditative state and experience together for a few minutes this beautiful moment, all these experiences you've been relating so far about the golden age.
Okay, so I'm going to start with being in the soul world. And from the soul world, I enter into a world of perfection. I enter into a golden age and I take my first body costume. And just think about how when you emerge into the world, what's the first thing that is in front of me? The first time that I look through these eyes, what do I see? And imagine seeing the faces of your mother and father. The first time you're looking through physical eyes, you see the face of your mother and father, and they look at you with a very beautiful, divine feeling. The feeling, welcome. No possessiveness, no attachment, no feeling of mine. Just a very divine feeling, welcome. And as you look through those eyes, you see around you a world of shapes and sizes and colors. And everything is in a state of perfect harmony. There's no difference in this perfect matrix of life. The soul, the body, others, the five elements, nature, animals. The whole matrix is one perfect collective. And in this world, as you grow up and as you move around, it's as though you glide across the earth. Nature is so happy to serve you. As you look at others, you have this feeling of a very mutual appreciation for the beauty of each one. Every moment is an expression of pure joy. And even the word joy doesn't exist. And the whole world is held together by a beautiful energy of mutual respect, kindness, and love. And we move through this world as one, as though different fingers of the same hand. Our life is boundless, our joy is unlimited. Each word we speak is carved out of gold and enveloped with love and kindness. This is our world. This is our kingdom. This is the place that we came from. This is the place we are returning to.
Shanti. Thank you, Geshe-bhai. It was definitely the sound of a good, powerful memory, which is very vibrant in you. So I'm sure that it was good that you could share it with the whole Brahmin family. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing.
Yeah, thanks to all of you.